And the Chayadim introduced the concern of Narlad, that when a person does an action which results in some type of a new item, there should be concern of the Isser of Narlad, something new has been brought in, and the entity has been brought into existence that's going to be usher to benefit from that. This is separate from the Isser of Merlad, which is creating that new item. We've introduced both concepts. So Merlad is only when a person is doing something directly. Nerlid is even when a person does it indirectly. We're discussing the result, not the action. In regards to the definition of something which is called directly, so Rabbi Yashab is on record, a person takes a tray of ice cubes out of the freezer and puts it on the table, puts it into a container, and it melts on its own. You could argue that he was doing that, but that's not considered him doing it. It's the temperature of the room which is doing it. And the fact that it takes a period of time for it to go to happen, it's not considered his maisa. So when we say the act of marlid, it has to be clearly a direct action that the person is doing, and not something which is happening memela. Now, in regards to the issue of Nerlid, the question is, we say that you've created a new entity. Till now, we've been discussing the definition of a new entity based on physical reality. The snow is melting and becoming a liquid, so that's a problem of a Nerlid. We discussed the case where you take the fat, and the fat, which is congealed, liquefies, and it becomes a Nerlid. It's changed its physical state. However, that's not the only criteria that we look at. Something which, even though its physical state has changed, but halachically, there's no real difference in this type of item, whether it's a liquid or a solid. For example, in the halachas of Hilchos Tumah, there's the halachas of Kabbalah of Tumah with a liquid are different than the halachas of Kabbalah of Tumah of a solid. Certain items which are primarily used as a solid, even when one liquefies them, they retain their halachic status of a oichel, not a mashke. So even though there's been a physical change, halachically nothing has changed. Therefore, it's not considered a nerlid when a person would do such a thing. So there are other criteria. Example would be in Hilchos Brachos, that the time lapse that it takes for one to be chayv and bracha achrona for a food is the time known as kedei achilas pras. When it comes to drinking a liquid, the time frame is actually a discussion, and there's an opinion which says that the time lapse is not kedei achilas pras, it's now kedei shtiyas revius. The amount which one must consume to be chayv and bracha achrona for a food is a kedayas. In order to be chayv for bracha achrona for a liquid, without a question, is a share of a revius. Less than a revius is a mechalikus. But revius, once a person drinks a revius, they definitely have to say bracha achrona, but the share is not a kedayas. So if we have something which is used as a food, and people use it as a food primarily, even if it becomes a liquid, its rules are going to follow the rules in regards to brachas. The shiurim and the amount and the time frame will remain with the status of a food. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, for example, ice cream is eaten with a spoon, it's eaten as a food. Even if it liquefies and becomes more liquidy, the shiurim remain the shiurim of a food, not of a drink. And therefore, ice cream which melts on Shabbos and becomes a liquid is not a problem of Nerlid according to everybody, even according to the opinion that Nerlid is a problem. This is not a Nerlid. It will not be a halachic concern. So there are other things to consider. We can go on this topic more, but that's moving away from the topic of Bishul. We should like to try and to stay on the focus on Bishul. Maybe we'll clarify a few more points about Nerlid in the next year. and then we will continue back to Bishul. Meanwhile, have a good day.